All right. I have to tell you, Bill, that nurses are the amazing people in the world. I think nurses should be the ones that make what the surgeons make, because the nurses are the ones that take care of you.
Sure.
In studio with us right now, we have Dr. Therese Scanlon, president of Resurrection University. This is a premier institution in Wicker Park. It's been educating students for over 100 years. We're going to talk nursing. We're going to talk about other programs. Dr. Scanlon, thank you for coming up.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here with you today.
I didn't mean to start by saying nurses should make more than doctors. I didn't want to say that. But do you know what I mean? It takes a special person, such a giving, caring person. Nurses are amazing.
Absolutely. And they actually are the front line to all patients. So they deal with the patients more than the doctors do. So I kind of agree with you.
All right.
There's no nurse shortage, right? That's never going to happen. Is
oh
there or is
gosh.
There?
There is absolutely a nurse shortage.
Is there? Why?
Yeah. Well, there's
it's a
number
tough job.
It's yeah. a tough job. And a lot of the baby boomers are retiring and leaving big holes in the workforce. And then there's more people being sick today. You know, the baby boomers are aging out and getting more sick, and they need more health care. And so we need more nurses and radiographers and all the
right.
different kinds of students we educate.
But it's one of those jobs that there will always be a need for nurses. You can't go, if that's the profession you choose, you can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely. There'll be always a need.
Yeah. That's why we're going to talk about ResU and some of the programs they offer, Resurrection University, because as you mentioned, getting into the medical field anywhere, ultrasound technician, you're going to constantly have a job these days.
Oh, absolutely. There's a need for nurses. We also do radiology or radiography, and those are in high demand right now. And we actually have one of the only bachelor's prepared programs for radiography. Health information management, handling all of the records for the patients, we do that. Nurse practitioners we educate, and then doctors of nursing practice. So we have a nice portfolio of programs.
I had my knee replacement done at Weiss Memorial, and almost every one of my nurses was a man, and I like that. They were awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty common now, isn't it?
Well, at our institution, it is very common. We have a focus on getting more men into nursing because patients react better to people that look like them, whether it's a gender, a religion, or ethnic diversity. We have about 20% men in our nursing program right now. Nationally, nursing programs are less than 10%, so we have a significant number.
To enter the nursing program, do you need a bachelor's degree? Do you go straight out of college, or do you not need a bachelor's degree?
So at our institution, we don't let you come until you're a junior. You have to do your gen ed somewhere else, a freshman, sophomore year. So we have a bachelor's program, and it's your junior and senior year. You can get in if you have all your requirements, get out within 16 to 20 months with a bachelor's of science in nursing. That's what our students do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Any words for people that are thinking right now, boy, I was going to do accounting, I got a lot of my gen eds out of the way, but I don't really want to do it, and they might want a career change. Any advice for them?
Sure. Give us a call, because we have counselors, academic counselors, right at the ready to talk to you and tell you what you're still missing. We actually have half of our students are career changers. We have had professional football players, police officers, all kinds of different folks that have decided they want to be in a helping profession. And so they come to us because they already have usually a bachelor's or a master's degree
yeah.
already, and come to us and can get it into the profession within 16 to 20 months.
Dr. Scanlon, I signed up to be a candy striper, but I didn't realize it had anything to do with nursing. Can I still get out of that, or am I locked in?
Oh, well, I think you're okay.
All right. All right.
Dr. Therese Scanlon, president of Resurrection University. It's located in Wicker Park?
It is, yes.
And how do listeners find out more information?
You can go to our website at resu.edu, or you can give us a call at 772-6464.
All right, one more time. ResU.edu.
Correct.
Or 773-752-6464.
Thank you,
Dr. Scanlon.
Nice to meet
Thank you.
Thanks for coming up.
Absolutely. Thank
really
you.
Really appreciate it.